Morning, everybody. Our big three headlines. Well, the woman who was shot point-blank range in the head on the Upper East Side appears that the suspect could be her ex-boyfriend. He apparently was abusive towards her. Len apparently was going to meet him. She wanted him to get to know his daughter and all this kind of stuff. We don't know this for a fact. We don't know if it was him, right? But that's the way it began to look. Her mom thinks he did it. You see, her mom was at a vigil yesterday.
Yep.
She came out, said he did it. He absolutely did it. So we got to find this guy. Also in the big three, Biden favors suspending the filibuster to codify Roe v. Wade. But it does not appear that Sinema and Manchin, the two conservative Democrats in the Senate, are going to go along with that. So his proposal, like most of the things, Joe, that Biden does, dead in the water, not going anywhere. So, and rounding out the big three, geez, Len, I don't know. I'd be concerned if I were somebody who was traveling this weekend, wouldn't you?
Theoretically, yeah. Yeah, someone who might be traveling with it's the end of the world tomorrow. Hail, small
pretty
lice,
much
babies.
75.
Everything's going to raid, dogs, cats.
75,000 American Airlines. This is key, Len, American Airlines. 75,000 American Airlines passengers have had flights canceled in the last 48 hours. So, I don't know, if I were off to
if I were
Italy,
flying, I don't know. I
have
to check my ticket. I got to see what date I'm scheduled.
Be a little concerned.
Yeah. You know, is it okay that we invited on Ray Stajic, our meteorologist, to give me a personal weather forecast for tomorrow afternoon? Is that okay? Is that allowed in radio circles?
We've used Ray as our personal weatherman in the past, and we've gotten away with thus far.
He's not the Weather Channel meteorologist. He's the Len and Michael personal weather valet.
That's right. 42 million people are set to hit the roads this weekend, so it's going to be crazy.
I know.
Now, Natalie's ensconced somewhere. She hit the road, I think, yesterday. She's working with us, but I think Natalie is enjoying
Natalie,
some time.
Natalie, come in, Natalie, on your walkie-talkie.
I'm here.
Yeah, Natalie.
My walkie-talkie. Yeah. Well, you know, for the past couple of years, I've been working in the studio, so every once in a while now, I am working from the home office, which
you
is
deserve
today.
It. You deserve it. Yeah, and the home office is where exactly?
Down the shore.
You bet. Natalie's wearing her bikini, and she's doing the show.
Yeah, and I'll let everybody know, get out on the roads early, because even last night, the traffic started. I think people are ready to have this great holiday weekend, so they're running down.
So the traffic was pretty heavy
down a little bit?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Are gas prices down a little bit?
You know what? Slightly. I paid the other day in New Jersey $4.63. I hunted around for that one, honestly.
That's less than five.
Because there's a lot of 480s, but definitely down a tick.
Yeah, so. Down a tick.
Now, you said even last night, Thursday night, you said the traffic was pretty heavy going out to the Jersey Shore?
Well, it wasn't crazy heavy, but you could tell there was volumes coming down. I think a lot of people said, hey, three-day weekend, now I'm going to make it a four-day weekend. I'll take off Friday.
You bet.
And give myself 4 days. That's not bad. 4 days for the price of one.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. Now, where are you? And can you reveal where you are in New Jersey, Natalie?
I'm down towards Manilocan. It's in between Point Pleasant and Seaside. So I have two boardwalks right at my disposal, which is kind of fun. Yeah.
That's cool. Are you going to do a clam bake or a lobster bake or something like that this weekend? Isn't that what you people do down there?
We people.
We people.
there'll be some grilling. Everybody's going to be doing that this weekend. Why not?
But here's the thing, Michael. Natalie deserved this. I mean, poor Natalie has been in that studio every day. So why are you wearing a mask, though, in the Jersey Shore, Natalie?
She's not.
No, she's not.
You know what?
But she's earned this. You've earned this, Nat. This is your prize.
Thank you. This is my prize. I'm still waking up at 3 a.m, but it's okay.
Let's not make this a habit, though, Natalie.
I love coming into the studio.
Really?
Don't worry. I'll be back.
We all do. We all love coming into the studio.
I can tell since I'm there by myself with Blaine and Terry every day and Crash.
I know. Blaine!
Yes,
how are
sir.
You, Blaine?
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
Great to see you, Blaine.
God bless
you. By the way, we have a listener. We have a listener, Blaine, who sent pictures of all of us in high school. It sent a picture of you that I would, if you gave me 1,000 guesses, I would have never guessed that that was you.
Oh, no, because I have a full head of hair. I actually have a little youth in my face. Yeah.
No tattoos.
No tattoos. No motorcycle. At the time. Nope. I had a motorcycle.
Blaine, no glasses.
But, yeah.
Blaine, one question for you. What happened?
Age. Age beat me like a sledgehammer. That's all. I don't have any other reason.
Nothing. That's it.
Can we put your picture, and you give us permission, Blaine, to put your picture
of
on
course,
our website?
Of course, I don't care. In my defense, though, if you saw senior picture, I look like a young insurance salesman. I look really snappy. I look like somebody who'd knock at your door selling Kirby vacuums.
Can you imagine Blaine selling insurance? Blaine, do you recommend term or life?
I can't imagine Blaine knocking at my door. That's not a door I would be opening.
That's scary. Thank God they have Ring doorbell now so you can see what people look like at your front door.
When you see someone like Blaine walking up your driveway, you hide behind the curtains in the living room so they think no one's at home. That's what I would do. Anyway,
go ahead, Natalie. I heard you were gonna crush my clothes.
You're wearing overalls, I think.
I'm wearing white painter. We used to call them farmer jeans.
Farmer jeans. Okay. Why?
You got to remember it's Michigan, so you know.
Yeah.
Michigan?
That's true. It was Michigan. It was not.
Was it
New York,
rural Michigan? Here. It wasn't downtown Detroit, was it?
No. Yes, it's just a regular neighborhood, you know.
All right. I will dig up this photo again.
Oh, God.
As you can tell, I'm not
that
posting
on Facebook.
Any of my Staten Island 1980s photos.
Or Joe's wrestling photos. No tight shots of you, Natalie. They're all group shots of you and the band or whatever you're twirling or whatever you
Yeah, well, you got to remember. I went to a high school with 5,000 kids. You didn't get a lot of individuality at my school.
Yeah.
Your hair is not as big as I thought it'd be either from the 80s.
Oh, my hair was big, but there was definitely bigger going on, for sure. 1988? Mm. Oof. Vicious.
Well, remember the movie Working Girl.
And then we want to put up a picture of what Blaine looks like today so you can see the drastic fall off.
You're terrible.
Dude, that photo was from 1978.
Natalie, put up before and after. You got to put up before and after with Blaine. And ask our listeners which they like better. That'll be the Facebook question of the day. Blaine, before and after, what do you like better?
Terrible.
You look cute, Blaine. You look like Blaine in this picture looks like he just want to pinch your cheeks.
Right.
You're so cute.
Yes. Girls liked me and everything back then.
Nobody has mentioned the photo we have of Joe Bartlett in his wrestling uniform.
Oh.
I prefer you just keep talking about Blaine.
Let's discuss Joe's
singlet.
What a
shock.
I have to say, the best looking of all of us back then was me.
Yeah, well, of course. Absolutely true. No, he's right.
No, I know.
He's absolutely right. You were... Yeah, sir, it wasn't me, Blaine. I don't know if you saw me.
I saw everybody.
If you want to
look
up geeky nerd in the dictionary, who's at Stuyvesant, that's Leonard right there.
Natalie, wouldn't you say I had kind of dreamy eyes in that photo? Dreamy eyes?
You did. You look good.
Yeah.
You look good, Michael.
Somebody had said that you look like Sean Cassidy, and I could see that you had the feathered hair.
Really? Let's not go overboard. Michael, you know what? You don't want to swell Michael's ego because leave it nice and level
possible.
Where it always is. Yeah,
let's just put it this way. I don't mind that photograph being out there. I'm kind of proud of it, actually.
You should be. You look cute.
A handsome young man, I must say. Still a pretty good looking older guy, but I am older. I've aged better than the rest of you, frankly. But, Natalie looks good. But Blaine, I don't know.
Oh, she just was freaking out on you.
No, I took that back. Okay. I took that back very quickly. I took it back,
you
Natalie.
Did.
I took it back.
Wow.
I took it back.
Yeah. Just got another picture of Joe. Joe, you rival me. We should put those up. Joe and Leonard. Which one looks worse?
There's another one? What's the other one?
Colony Central High School, Albany, 1969.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Is he wrestling again? He's always wrestling.
Take a look, Michael. Just take a quick look in your email. It just popped up. Joe.
You know, my favorite.
Boy, my ears were bad.
I know.
And my haircut.
I had
those right there with me.
I had to laugh when I first saw the picture of you because it doesn't say Leonard Berman. It just says Berman, Leonard.
I know. I know. What was one of my activities at school? I was part of the English office staff. What was I, running the Mimeo machine?
What the hell was that?
A great high school activity.
All right, we're just getting started on the eve of the 4th of July weekend. When we get back, oh, this is interesting. A judge is in trouble for saying some things from the bench that, well, may have been a little inappropriate. Interesting stuff coming out of the mouth of a judge. We will discuss that when we get back. If your mobility isn't like it used to be or you're living with nagging pain, then you need to make an appointment with my friends at Trinity Rehab. They will restore your freedom to live life pain-free. This is cutting-edge, state-of-the-art physical therapy that will improve your life and your mobility. Trinity Rehab has the EPAD machine. It's FDA-approved non-surgical acoustic pressure wave technology. Breaks up scar tissue, enhances healing, it gets rid of pain very quickly. It's effective for back or neck pain, tennis elbow, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and knee pain. In just 3 5-minute sessions, you could be virtually pain-free. Now, it's so effective that Olympic athletes and a local professional football team use EPAD for their injuries. No prescription is needed to get started. Trinity has 37 clinics open all over New Jersey, including Hackensack and Wyckoff. Call 800-518-0977 or visit their website at trinity-rehab.com. That's trinity-rehab.com.
I love Blaine in the control room. He says, my high school picture didn't look bad. I just looked like I was from New York. You know what that's a euphemism for, Riedel? Jewish guy. That's Jew-faced guy.
That is not true.
Yes. That's what you meant.
Honest to God, we were talking about this off the air. I didn't know anybody. I'm sure there were Jewish people in my neighborhood, but I didn't know they were Jewish.
Well, they have horns.
All right, let's go around the room. Blaine, how many Jew you knew? None. Michael, where you grew up? How many did you know?
Well, there was one family in Geneseo, New York, where I grew up, and they were the Levins, but they were always referred to as, you know, the Levins. They were always identified as the Jewish.
The Levins,
the Jewish.
The funny thing, Joe. How about you, Joe?
I knew one Jewish person.
Wow. You guys didn't know any
Green.
Jews. You guys
it was a young girl named Greens. Green. I forget her first name.
Green and Levin. All right.
There was a slight irony with the Levins. Two of their kids were in school with me, and we did a production of The Diary of Anne Frank, and the Levins auditioned for it, but neither one was cast. So we did the all-Christian production of The Diary of Anne Frank.
That wouldn't work. That wouldn't be woke enough today. Hey, Alan, you mentioned this judge in Florida. His name is William Culver, Michael. And I guess it's not appropriate for a judge to call defendant an a-hole in the courtroom. I guess
sir, I'm doing something. Can you shut up and sit down?
Absolutely. I was trying to find a seat.
That's not shutting up. You want to be held in contempt and go to jail?
Yes, I do.
I asked you a question.
Whoa!
Then shut up.
Whoa! Yeah, jeez. That's the judge, and he has been suspended for 60 days. So, got to be careful. You know, not very judicial. Can't. Hey, let's bring in our buddy, the WOR. Well, his official title is WOR Weather Channel Meteorologist Ray Stajic. His real function is personal weather valet for Michael and Len. Ray. If someone is theoretically flying tomorrow, and there's a chance of thunderstorms, should that theoretical person be worried that his flight is in jeopardy?
Yes. Hi, Ray. Next question.
Ooh. Oh, no. Don't say that. Really?
What time is this flight?
Theoretically.
This theoretical flight is around 5 in the afternoon.
Oh.
Out of Canada.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't like these sound effects coming from the official Weather Channel meteorologist.
It's going to be on the tail end of when the strongest storms look like they're going to sweep through. So there's going to be some backup.
Great.
And you and
I'm
Ray,
already
you expect,
backed up.
You expect delays in the in air traffic.
There's a pill
tomorrow,
for that,
right?
Yes, most likely. There'll be some delays in the air. Yeah, big storms coming in.
Call some other station to bother that, will you, please?
Well, at other stations, I'm actually award-winning senior meteorologist Ray Stajic, but I haven't.
Number one yet.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of suck-ups at that other place.
Exactly. Well, they're in the family, so, you know, I do good with the family.
I got you.
So, Ray, for those of us who will be here this weekend in New York City, what is the weather going to be like?
It's going to be great for the second 2 days of the weekend. So Saturday is the suspect day. I mean, everybody could have probably figured that out from the previous discussion. Some thunderstorms coming in. They'll be scattered around. The best chance for the stronger storms is probably early to mid-afternoon. As I mentioned, by about 5, we should start wrapping things up. The strongest storms could have some wind and hail, strong winds to 60. Remember, the criteria for a severe storm is how many miles per hour? Yeah, right. 58 miles per hour.
We don't pay any attention, Ray.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's my point. Yeah, exactly.
How many miles?
Miles per 58. Hour.
58. 58. Good to know. Right. I'll remember next time.
Yeah, the age you turned quite a few years back. So, and as we go.
Quite a few years.
If you see the picture. It's getting nasty here.
Hey, I could dish it out, too. Thank you. But
so Ray, I'm planning to go. I'm planning to go to the beach on Sunday, Atlantic Beach. Is it going to be a good beach day Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday's going to be great. Sunday will be beautiful. Long Island beaches, Jersey Shore. There's a little bit of a rip current risk though. The Weather Service does have a statement out, so they're in yellow for moderate chance of rip currents. So if you know how to identify rip current, I can't give you the visual, but if you do get caught in it, swim parallel to the coast. That means the same way the coast is going, not in towards shore. And that's the way you get yourself out of it until you feel the pull go away.
Oh, 58. Oh, I thought you were going to ask what's the wind speed for there.
What about 58? The hail side?
Hey, Ray, you don't have a problem with, you know, like we have an audience of millions, but Michael and I only care about ourselves and how the weather impacts Michael and me. You don't have a problem with that, sure. Do you, as a meteorologist?
I absolutely have no problem with that at all. I'm kind of selfish myself.
By the way, you have a forecast for Hilton Head in case anybody's going to Hilton Head this weekend?
Joe, I'll tell you this, Joe. How about typical summertime weather, afternoon storms? Heavy downpours a big threat on the beaches of South Carolina.
Exactly.
And a chance of alligators.
What about, Ray, real quick. What about my deck? I'll be out on my deck. How's that going to be?
How about Blaine's deck?
Well, I think, hey, it'll be great. If you got a covered deck, you'll be fine. If not,
Saturday.
Sunday, Monday are going to be beautiful. I mean, really going to be a
that's great, Ray.
Half of the weekend.
Great to hear. Looking forward to it. Just clear up that Saturday deal and you'll be okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're all right. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Stajic, WOR Weather Channel meteorologist, personal weather valet for Michael and me. Thank you, Ray. Let's get the latest news at 6:30 from Joe Bartlett. Hey, Joe.
Sorry it's not personalized, Len, but this is the news here, okay? Drive-by shooting in Newark yesterday. 9 people injured, including a child. Crazy time here. Police looking for a white Honda Pilot was stolen from Jersey City. They believe the car drove down Clinton Place. The gunman just opened fire near a grocery store. All of the victims are in stable condition. And after a 20-year-old mother pushing a stroller was executed on the Upper East Side, police want to talk to the child's father now. Asiya Johnson was shot Wednesday night at point-blank range while on her way to meet the father of her 3-month-old daughter to try and work things out. Johnson's mother says her daughter's ex-boyfriend was abusive, and she did report it to police.
I kept telling them he's threatening my daughter's life, and they didn't believe me. And now my daughter's dead, and this is why we're here.
Officially, the 24-year-old father of the child is not considered a suspect, but cops do want to talk to him. Well, speaking of traveling, 48 million people are going to be traveling for this holiday weekend, but bring patience. Thousands of flights have been canceled in recent weeks. Delta pilots are on the picket line. Here's David Alder. He's a Delta pilot.
Our contract was negotiated 6 years ago in 2016. It was a 3-year contract, and so we're operating under the work rules and the pay rates that were decided in 2016.
Delta's CEO has apologized for flight disruptions and has promised to restore reliability. Beginning today, the mask mandate is being dropped at most Broadway theaters. It's now optional, and some performers are concerned. Their union says they weren't consulted about this decision. There are at least a couple of shows that are going to require you to still wear the mask. American Buffalo at Circle in the Square, and the Minutes at Studio 54, they'll require you to wear a mask. The Justice Department launching an investigation of the NYPD Sex Crimes Unit. It says it's received credible information of victim shaming and abuse that's gone on for more than a decade. There are also allegations of investigative mistakes and other deficiencies. Finally, Texas is changing the word slavery. You can no longer use slavery in public school teaching. Wow. Teachers and students should refer to it as, you ready? Involuntary relocation.
What? Oh, stop.
This is the this is Texas, the State Board of Education updating its social studies standards and removes topics that make students feel discomfort. So
slavery should make students uncomfortable.
Texas is so woke.
Well, this is definitely not, this is not a woke thing. This is yellow. Critics say the phrase is not a fair representation of slavery and blurs out what actually happened. And it isn't the first time Texas has dealt with a controversy in how it refers to slavery. In 2015, there were textbooks that referred to slaves as workers.
Hey.
Hey, that's not good.
That's crazy. And Juneteenth all started in Texas.
That's right. Galveston. Yep.
Hey, Joe, can you move
your team there? All right. Thank you, Joey B. Coming up next, Sweden or Switzerland? What's the difference? It's just Joe Biden's version of geography. And that is coming up next. Our iHeartRadio Music Festival's back September 23rd and 24th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Two nights, one stage, live performances by Avril Lavigne, Lionel Richie, Pat Benatar, and Neil Giraldo, Sam Smith, and many more. Now's your chance to buy tickets at AXS.com. Get them now before they sell out. All the info at iHeartRadio.com/festival.
Well, Biden was in Europe, expanding NATO, in full command of his faculties while he was over there. Bartlett, very impressive display of diplomacy that he did. He had a little confusion, minor confusion here. And, well, can we hit that little soundbite? Then we can see where he was a little bit confused. That's all.
I don't know what you're talking about, Michael. What are you referring to?
Well, you know, we thought he was going to bring in one country to NATO, but got the country's confused and had to correct himself. Do you have that one?
Gee, I don't know. No, I guess I don't think so.
No, he doesn't want to play it.
Yeah, come on, Len.
All right. Okay.
Some of the American press will remember when I got a phone call from the leader of Finland saying, could he come and see me? And he came the next day and said, will you support my country joining NATO? We got on the telephone. He suggested we call the leader of Switzerland. Switzerland, my goodness, I'm getting really anxious here about expanding NATO. Oh, Sweden.
One or the other. See, one or the other. One of those S countries.
Well, the funny thing is, Len, if you know your history at all, Switzerland is the most famous neutral
little
country
neutral
on the planet.
Yeah, right? They're a little
it was
neutral
never
there. Yeah.
Join NATO or anything like that. So anyway, Biden was.
But
there
at least when he mentions S countries, it's in a positive way as opposed to.
Oh, please.
Some other former president, but I guess we shouldn't mention that. So.
You know, Trump was great with NATO, though. Trump was great with NATO. No, yeah. He was, Joe, because he made them pay up. He made them pay their fair share. We were carrying NATO. We were carrying the European defense system for years during the Cold War. And Trump said, enough is enough. You guys got to start paying your fair share because they refused to do it all those years. And now they are.
You remember when Trump went to one of those summits? He pushed the one guy out of the way so he could get into the front of the picture.
Sure.
That's the way a president. Yeah,
that's
the
leader.
That's the U.S. president. Hey,
that's a strong leader.
My favorite image is that picture of him sitting on one side of the room, and all the European leaders are arrayed on the other side.
Yeah.
Growling at them.
Yep.
Poor Angela Merkel looks like she's with
Putin
and that
dog. He was a fan favorite, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Exactly. So, in all seriousness, though, this is the big irony for Vladimir Putin. He started this war in Ukraine to try to weaken NATO, and the exact opposite has happened. Finland and Sweden, who are not members of NATO, are going to join NATO, and now they're making way for Ukraine to eventually join NATO and some of the other countries that Putin did not want to join NATO. So, this whole thing has backfired on Putin. But I was listening to a foreign policy expert on the radio the other day, and this person said, look, we're in for a long haul with this war. This war could drag on and on and on and on for years, this person said, which means it throws a whole wrench into the worldwide economy because a lot of the problems are
experienced. Well, you know, he bombs a civilian mall, and then he has the balls to get up there yesterday and said, oh, we didn't do that. Ukraine bombed themselves? I mean, really?
No. He's all lying. He's just lying. And, you know, we're going to give them more weapons, and so that will also drag this war out. But I see no end.
We're not the only ones. No, Britain yesterday gave them a ton of weapons and money, so we're not the only ones on this.
No, no. But is there an end game here? That's what I can't figure out. What?
Well, I don't know. I was going to ask
how
you.
How does this get? What?
I was going to ask you. Then? You're the one who listens to foreign policy experts on radio. You know,
well,
I'm listening to the Mets game. You know, it's a big difference.
Well, they do say that ultimately Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is going to have to give up some territory. That's how this thing will be settled. That he'll have to let Putin keep some of the stuff that he's conquered there.
Well, the good thing, you know, as soon as they settle that war, all of our problems are going to be over because, you know,
that's true.
Inflation is the fault
absolutely.
Of Putin, the gas prices, Putin. Yep. So if they settle the war,
well,
all
go.
Of these problems go away. Yeah.
Wouldn't that here be nice? Here, here's Biden yesterday in Madrid.
The reason why gas prices are up is because of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. The reason why the food crisis exists is because of Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Who believes that malarkey?
It's not all Russia, Len. It's not
malarkey.
All Russia. We had a big
stop
stimulus.
Stop quoting Biden.
We overstimulated the economy. That has led to inflation. Biden's lousy policies. He can't correct the supply chain. Your little boyfriend there, Pete Buttigieg, is still on maternity leave. And
no, he's not. You know, yeah, he just
well, what is
stuff
he doing,
up.
Len?
He might
what
as well
doing?
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is he doing? Have you seen him do anything, Len?
He's working on it. I mean, you know.
You don't have
it, yeah.
You don't have an answer.
Hard at work.
You just
come on. What do you want me to say? Do I know what every secretary is doing in the cabinet?
Well, usually you do because they give press conferences and they announce doing things.
Two of the major things he's responsible for are messed up. The supply chain and transportation.
It's all his fault. Yeah, it's all Biden's fault. It's all Buttigieg's fault.
No,
it's all the Democrats' fault.
It's
reason why gas prices are up is because of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. The reason why the...
That's
not true, Len. And come on, now, that's not true.
No, don't take it up with me. Take it up with Biden. You tell him. What do you want from me?
But you're buying it, and that's the problem.
You buy everything
he shut down oil production in the United States.
He didn't shut down oil production.
He did.
That's a myth.
He did.
You're going to tell me he shut the pipeline down? The pipeline was never open, Joe.
No.
Stop with that Fox News myth that you buy hook, line, and sinker every time.
No.
Stop it. There's no pipeline that was shut down by Biden. None.
The oil.
That's not what you're saying.
Oil. I'm not talking about Keystone, Len. I'm talking about oil production in totality. We are producing less.
Yeah.
Right. Exploration.
Yeah. And all these companies that have their permits to dig and to search, and they're not using them. So, you know, just be fair. All I'm asking is be fair, Joe. Yeah, I don't think oil production is up. But to blame Biden and say, he shut it all down. He didn't shut anything down, Joe. Not one bit. No, he didn't.
Len,
name one thing he shut down.
He campaigned on getting us off fossil fuels.
Name one thing he shut down. Name one thing he shut down. Experts, my two conservative experts over
there. He is not mining our natural resources here. He is not
exploring for natural gas. Because the oil companies have the permits and they're not using them. They've all been issued. They're sitting on them.
But Len,
Biden has not shut down a thing. And you guys go on with these myths. You guys make these little tropes that you either read on the internet or see on Fox News.
Not true.
And they're not true. Biden did not shut down anything, Joe and Michael.
Here's the explanation of that, Len. Oil companies are not doing exploration now because Biden has said he wants to put them out of business.
Exactly. He's
really
threatened them.
Yeah, that really, that's always stopped them. Yeah, oil companies have always been stopped by threats like that. Come on, stop it. Just stop it.
You know, it's
such an easy target. Let's just blame Biden. That's what you guys did with Obama. Everything was Obama's fault. His tan suit was wrong. I mean, that's what you guys do. You talk about what Democrats do.
Well, he shouldn't
have
won that.
What you guys do is, whoever the president is a Democrat, it's all Clinton's fault. It's all Obama's fault. It's
all Biden's fault. And you know what, Len? You're a knee-jerk supporter.
Trump is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Put him on Mount Rushmore. You guys are just hypocrites.
But you're just a knee-jerk supporter of all Democrats and all Democratic policies.
No,
yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm just annoyed that you guys just blame them for everything when a lot of things are not their fault.
All right, we got to go. Clearly, Biden's brain is leaking out of his ears, but you refuse to see it. Coming up next.
Can
Bibi Netanyahu get back into power in Israel? He's got more lives than a cat. We're going to check in with Jordana Miller, ABC News correspondent in Jerusalem, when we come back.
Are you worried about inflation and interest rate hikes? I am, because with inflation, there's also government overspending, rising food and gas prices, and interest rate hikes. So I was looking for a way to protect my savings. I discovered the hidden benefits of physical gold and silver. Remember the financial crisis of 2008? Some people lost nearly 50% of their retirement savings. 50%. But those who own gold and silver typically saw an increase in value of 45% or more after the crisis. So if things get worse and it's looking that way, then it's important you take action now to protect yourself, your family, and your money with physical gold and silver. Call my friends at Goldco, 855-512-GOLD, for a free wealth protection kit, and ask how you could get $10,000 or more in free silver. Tell them that Len sent you. Don't wait. Call 855-512-GOLD now. Well, over there in in Israel, the parliament has voted to dissolve itself. Gee, can our Congress do that? That sounds pretty good. Anyway, forget us. But over there in Israel, which means they're going to have their fifth election in 3 years. Let's bring in one of our faves, Jordana Miller, ABC News correspondent in Jerusalem. I don't know, Jordana. I don't know about you. I'd be getting election fatigue if you're going to have five elections in 3 years. What's going on?
I know. It's crazy. Believe it or not, though, the Israelis, you know, they still show up at the polls, sometimes in even greater numbers through this cycle that we've seen. Which shows you that Israeli democracy is alive and kicking. But to be honest, longer than many of us even thought, because remember, it was a government of eight different parties, religious, secular, right, left. It included the first Arab Islamist party. But in the end, Naftali Bennett, his party, he just couldn't keep some of his own members happy. They defected. The government lost its majority, and essentially it was voted out yesterday. Now, that puts Yair Lapid, who is the alternate prime minister, in power now for the next 4 months. He's a centrist. He's a colorful character. You know, he's been in politics about 10 years, and he built the strongest centrist party, but he tried his hand at acting and other things. And he'll basically go head-to-head now with Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, who, of course, is plotting his comeback.
I mean, that is amazing to me. Now, Bibi, if I'm not mistaken, is he on trial now for corruption? Has he been indicted for corruption? And if so, can he actually run if he's indicted?
Right. So, terrific questions. First of all, Netanyahu is still on trial. He is sometimes even having to show up at the courthouse here in Jerusalem 3 days a week. That trial is going on. On July 23rd, the court will take a break for 6 weeks, but it'll be up and running again in September. So that's, you know, 2 months before the election on November 1st. But the state case against Netanyahu in its most on its most severe charges of bribery has taken, they fumbled. There have been a few problems. And, you know, the case really hasn't made a dent in Netanyahu's base. And he is just, you know, he's ready to come back. And don't be, you know, have no illusions. Netanyahu was behind the defections that brought down Bennett's government. He offered the two who left, you know, lucrative political, we should say not money, but political positions, valuable political positions on the next, for the next run in November 1st. And he is trying to make up with some of the people who abandoned him. And he's in a good position coming into November 1st.
We're on with Jordana Miller, ABC News in Jerusalem. So the comeback of Bibi Netanyahu, he seems like the most clever politician going anywhere. What do the people think of him? I mean, he's on trial for corruption. Do the people like this guy?
You know, Netanyahu is one of those politicians that you either love him or you hate him. There's right. not really a middle ground. And the people who love him, you know, they... Even if he's, you know, he will sign a plea deal, you know, to avoid jail time. That's what everyone believes. And he already tried once and he didn't get the terms he wanted. But even signing a plea deal and admitting some wrongdoing, it won't make a difference for his, you know, his loyal voters. For him, the question is less about the voters and more about the political allies who abandoned him, who he needs because his party cannot alone get a 61-seat majority, right? So he's going to have to do a lot of making up behind closed doors. But Netanyahu's good at that. He's good at that. I mean, he's an expert at it. The problem is he burns a lot of bridges. And, you know, it's unclear if people are going to really believe him or buy him. So we'll have to wait and see. And Yair Lapid now has a good opportunity to try to, you know, show Israelis that he can be the prime minister. And that, of course, will begin when President Biden shows up here in Israel in just about 2 weeks. Now, he'll have an opportunity to really showcase hosting him.
Now, if Bibi is still on trial, and let's say for the sake of argument, he becomes prime minister again, is the trial suspended? I thought there was something in your laws that you can't go after a sitting prime minister.
There are no laws that will suspend the corruption case against Netanyahu, but I can tell you this, he will try, and perhaps he'll be successful in pausing the trial by passing legislation, for example, like what exists in France, that you cannot try a leader until he's out of office. He will do his best to stop the trial and to diminish the power of independent power of the courts. He tried it before, and you know he's likely to try it again.
Jordana Miller, ABC News correspondent, Jerusalem. Thanks, as always, Jordana, for filling us in. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Never a dull moment.
Always
never a dull
fun
moment.
Talking to you guys. I know. Okay. We'll be talking again, thanks, I'm sure.
Right. Never a dull moment in Israeli politics.
Yeah. She was talking about Yair Lapid. He's a former TV host. Let's see. That sounds familiar. We had one of those over here as president. The guy over in Ukraine was a former comedian. I guess people like entertainers as their politicians. Anyway, coming up next, hey, here's the good news for Rob Astorino. He did not finish last. After the Republican gubernatorial primary, what is next for Rob? He's going to join us coming up right after the news. It's 7 o'clock.